Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Man, what a treat I had yesterday. I was so excited because it's been so long, over a year, that I've seen face-to-face. It's been many conversations, but since I've seen my daughter, who was in Florida for business and on the East Coast and drove all the way over here to join us yesterday afternoon, it was so much fun.
Did she recognize you?
We hardly recognized each other.
It must have been great.
Big, long hug, and... The cool thing is we did a TMOS extra, too. If you're a bonus subscriber, you get to get this bonus content that we're doing now, which is a lot of fun. There are these quickie episodes that we do in addition to the regular bonus show each and every week. So if you subscribe to the bonus show, you're getting more and more content now. And what we had planned already was my son Michael to do a NFL retrospective and Super Bowl preview broadcast.
Right.
And lo and behold, you don't get one, you get two kidlings that were part of the show, and it was just great. Josh sets it up for us, and we can do it from anywhere with that little microphone we have. And right before the show, so it was great to see Catherine. I'll talk about that in a second.
Cool.
And Josh said right out of the gate when we came in today that he's got a clip from that segment because it's about sports and Rob will never watch it. And and you decided to bring it in with us today. Is that correct?
Yeah, because it's a lot of Eagles and Chiefs talk, but Michael debuts a new impression.
Oh, that's right.
And
oh, really?
Not only is the impression great, I love Mike's response while he's doing the impression.
Well, he did it again for me on the way to school today, so I love
it. Well,
this.
I can't wait to, because it could be anything.
So now let me just say before, I want to make sure that I'm promoting it the right way, because really... this is for 2025. This is new, and we've already generated a lot of content for this. For all of you bonus subscribers who have already subscribed, this is just gravy for you because we're doing this. But for those of you that might be inclined to say, why would I pay for one more show? Well, you're getting a lot of different stuff. And if we get something that is a spur-of-the-moment idea, is a specialty visitor that comes in, we're going to throw it behind the paywall and put it in our bonus show content. So we're doing that in 2025. And I can't reiterate enough, the advertising climate for podcasting is very difficult and has been since 2022. It's been really tough. So right now, this is one of the key ways we fund what we do, and we keep things going. So please, if you are on the fence and you want some really good content like the show that I do with Michael and the Cake and Cookies episodes that are coming up separately, that's not behind our paywall, but that's that right?
There
that's
is a
not,
Cake no. and Cookie special, though.
There's a Cake and Cookie special, okay.
Yeah. There's been three TMOS extras so far.
In 2025, so that's really cool stuff. We're really, really looking forward to you. Please grab the bonus show subscription if you get a chance.
If I could just say, Mike, it's not just paying for that extra content, too. This is really, by purchasing the bonus show, you're supporting everything. And it's great that you get the content, and we hope you love the content, and we think you will. But the bonus show subscriber really is the spine of the show's construction.
It is.
So we need your support.
Yeah, Mike, yesterday I was trying to convince Rob that we get rid of the bonus show subscription model.
Right.
Because I thought we should just go with a tariff. But he thought and that's bad. Not good timing.
I not only do I agree with that, but I believe we should do. Well, I haven't talked to you guys about relocation, but I believe we should relocate the show to Gaza since yes. it's going to be under United okay. States control.
Well, finally, Mike, if I can be so bold, the neighborhood is improving over there now.
I think economic opportunity abounds.
Yes. Yes.
Let's buy TikTok while we're on our way there.
Let's too. Do yeah. that. That'll absolutely.
Help us out. Could we ever broadcast everything. From the Gulf of America? I always love that. That's such
yeah,
a beautiful
we
area.
Have. We yeah. have. We have done that on the shores of the Gulf of America very, very often.
And maybe again soon.
Yes. Although, you know, you kind of have to have other people agree to that that share a shore. You know, so anyway, but let's
no,
go.
No, not if we go out into the water.
Oh, that's, do the show.
Yeah,
the
well,
show.
That's where we're going to open the casino. We're going to go
out on a
boat.
That would be a pirate ship. Yeah, that would be on a pirate ship. So the umbrella that the show was under was Michael talking football because he's very well versed in that.
Yes, he loves
sports. Likes that. Very frustrated with Lee, but Josh has a clip from that TMOS Extra that you'll get if you subscribe to the bonus show. Lay it on Rob Spiewak. He hasn't seen it.
Impression that he'd like to do for you right now. What is Jennifer Coolidge's opinion of the Super Bowl?
Oh my God. Kansas City Chiefs. They make me want a Philly cheesesteak real bad.
I like that.
Saquon.
And that's my my oldest, my firstborn, Catherine, in the middle there, you know?
What's so beautiful about that, and this is something that I've always thought was so great about you, it's not just the impression, it's the content. The fact that he, you know, does the cheesesteak, does the yeah. talk of the people. Right. Oh, God, that's great.
I didn't know that was coming. I didn't even know he knew who Jennifer Coolidge was, and he just pops these things
on. Now you just need to get him the outfit. Big wig.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
So Catherine comes by, and she's doing great. And she's checking out another one of her businesses. It's not her business, but it's the company she works for has an office in Miami.
Is she still in plastics?
She's in plastics. There's money in plastics. You ought to start in plastics. great seeing her. And Catherine made the effort to come over. And look, she's getting in super late, has a late flight, gets in early in the morning to Miami, and then has her meetings yesterday morning and drives all the way over
wow.
to join us and go to Michael's practice and go to the little joint next door to the practice field. And
Buckets.
Then, hops in her car. Thanks for remembering Buckets. And they get a lot of free promotion here. A little prickly at Buckets last night. Not the usual ebullient servers that we usually get. It was trivia night at Buckets. And
how hard was the trivia?
I would have been able to tell you if I could hear through the sound system.
Oh, was it? Was
exactly what it yeah. was.
That's and, the Buckets sound.
Buckets parking lot was as full as I'd ever seen it, but we still were able to get a table, and Catherine and I got over
most
there.
Most of the cars abandoned.
It was big fun at Buckets, but then Catherine heads right back over to Miami for meetings this morning. So
God,
she's working her butt off. And
bless
then
her
in
heart.
Between, I see her in the kitchen, and we're hanging out before we leave for Michael's practice, and I hear the sink running. She's over doing the morning dishes for us and doing this. She's turned into quite the worker bee. And,
she can visit me if she wants. Send her up.
It was interesting because, you know, when the other one was here, I was like, would you mind doing the dishes? And I got a...
Well, you know, it's anyway. The difference, Mike, between yeah. growing up and a visit to Chateau Relaxo.
Chateau Relaxo.
Because she knows, and I'm not going to paint any pictures or say any names, that if you don't do dishes, Carrie, they will eventually get done. Because there's someone in the house with a weaker sort of amount of acceptance.
A stronger work ethic.
Well, no, it's not so much a work ethic. It's just people that aren't bothered by dishes stacked up like Jenga. That yeah. doesn't bother some people. And
it
when
bothers
you're relaxing,
the hell out of me. That's
oh, God,
for sure.
I hate it. Oh, you know what the worst thing is when you finish other people's dishes and there's some food in the sink that they neglected just because it's tough to put it in the garbage disposal.
Do you ever get paper? You ever get paper products in the sink?
Sure. Napkins? Ugh.
You do?
Yes.
That would be
that's
that
more
would
of a
be
kid
my
thing.
All-time meltdown. Down moment. I, now, when I say meltdown, I don't scream and yell, but I'm just like, ugh,
oh, yeah, I know.
The paper product, a paper towel or a napkin in the a paper napkin in the sink is to me that you might as well stand in the middle of my living room with both middle fingers up and just go, "Dad'll do it."
You know what Robert is big on, and we haven't had this because he's, you know, at school. He'll eat dinner, drink whatever he's drinking out of a glass, and then put everything right by the sink on the counter, not in the sink. Now, there's basically three stages. You could have the unattended dish that's around somewhere.
Right.
Then there's putting a dish in the sink, which means you're at least aware of the process.
For and certain people, a Herculean effort.
Yes. And then the third final is someone that actually can take the 4 seconds to rinse and put. And you don't really need to rinse. Just put it in the dishwasher. The one on the side of the sink.
That's asking too much, Rob. That's asking too much.
And I think the side of the sink is the whole, well, I might come by back and finish it later.
I don't know about that in my household.
No, because he cleans his plate. It's an
plate. I'm glad we're on this subject because it is my number one.
We're solving problems.
It's my number one household task. My wife, God bless her, she is a laundry fanatic. She likes doing laundry most of the time. I do a couple loads a month. That's about it. I really do.
Yeah, but what about the laundry?
That is so nasty.
That is, Mike. That is Josh, so why disgusting. Do you write these horrible... Double entendre.
Here the thing. Hear the thing. It's what I do. Have you had the experience when I'm doing laundry? It's very, very necessary. Like there's a particular shirt, shorts, whatever that I want done, and I want it done now.
Time is of the issue.
In the house, but she does a great job with the laundry.
Right.
When I'm doing the dishes, I will do it two ways. I sometimes will load the dishwasher with larger items, like a giant pot or pan that I will hand wash just to have that. Have you ever had, and I've had this multiple times, the experience, and it happens with my son or with my wife or with my daughters, where you will be hand washing.
Yeah.
There's a load of dishes running in the dishwasher.
And you will be hand washing
something in the sink. And you're really at the finish line at that point. You're saying to yourself, I have these two big bowls that couldn't fit into the dishwasher, and I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm done. And as you are finishing the scrubbing on these bowls, someone saunters in and drops an effing cup or cereal bowl.
A fork.
Or even a fork.
Yeah.
I want to scream at the top of my lungs when that happens, because it's because even though you've asked not 10 minutes earlier, are there any dirty dishes here, there, everywhere?
They don't help.
It is
Mike,
now in your case, you do both, right? You do the laundry and the dishes because you're the domestic in your relationship.
I do my laundry. That's it.
Oh, you do your laundry.
That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's why sometimes it is – the progress is hampered, if you'll pardon the pun, because there's usually something in the dryer. Because once it's in the dryer, it's done. And Carrie thinks the dryer is – I've said this before. It's like her seventh drawer. You know, she can store things in the dryer. And so I've gotten where I'll just put it in a basket and dump it in her side of the bedroom. Not dump it, but leave the basket in
but
her side
she's
of the bedroom.
Not, you know, when she's wearing her clothing, I've never noticed in all the time she's been on this show any abundance of wrinkles in her clothing. Doesn't that result in a wrinkly shirt, dress, slacks,
Mike,
whatever?
When Jones of New York and Carrie parted company. Are you familiar with Jones of New York?
I remember the business. Yeah, I remember them. Yeah,
the upper crust. They catered to the upper crusty Loudonite. And so,
kind of like business attire, right?
Very much so. Very much so. And,
okay.
And everyone who went in there was entitled to a great deal. So when they were closing up, there's stuff that, you know, they just had to get rid of that they weren't going to auction or send to other stores. And Carrie grabbed a steamer. Like a professional store steamer that's like 6 feet tall. And
oh, like the kind you lay out like the clothing on top of a pad or something
You can,
like that?
Or there's also pegs on either side for hangers. And it's got a steam dispenser, probably about 8 inches wide. It almost looks like a vacuum. But instead of sucking up, it's blowing steam.
So this is an expensive item here, right?
Not for her.
No, but
all
I mean,
it costs was the gas to get home.
But I mean, it's like, right, it's heavy
duty,
right?
Yeah, it would not be cheap. It would not be cheap. It is it's to the point where the steamer has a plate on it, like a brass plate that says "for service call." I mean, they know their stuff. This isn't a store. This is a Woodward and Lothrop Hecht Company, May Company, Macy's quality steamer.
Okay.
And so she'll pull out a shirt or anything, and she will occasionally, if you know, I usually get any shirt that I have that might show wrinkles, I get it cleaned at the cleaners. Because they will, you know.
I'm looking to see my little No, I'm good.
No, I mean, a T-shirt doesn't wrinkle so much. This rugby shirt wouldn't be suspect to wrinkles. But, like, if you're going out for a night on the town and you have a beautiful DJ-styled black sateen shirt and you don't want it to be wrinkled, it won't be because I've taken it to the cleaners and it's just hanging in my closet. So it's not a big deal.
Right.
But her stuff, if it lives in the dryer, it's going to have to get the... And it's great because she'll plug it in, and then after about two and a half minutes, you'll hear
boiling.
Yep, because the water's all getting done in there. And it's a funny thing because the water vessel is a bucket, but you have to invert it to put it in there. So you fill it. Imagine a bottle, and then almost like a big water cooler bottle. And not that big. It's probably 2 gallons, but you fill it, and then
it's a lot, though. I mean, it's a big product.
And then you have to turn it real quick to put it in there, and then it starts. So,
would you please do a favor for me and bring it to tomorrow's show? I'd love to see a picture of it. I really would.
I'll put it on my set right here for a week.
I would love to see that because that. So, and now
maybe I could steam something.
The questions
are yourself.
The questions are coming a mile a minute now. So, in other words, she can saddle over to the dryer.
Right.
Remove a garment that may have been there 1, 2, 3 days.
Yeah, sure.
And just bring it over to the steamer when she's ready to wear it.
And it looks be ready to shop go. Showroom new.
Showroom new. Wow. Have you ever taken advantage of the steamer? Or is
I think
really
I tried the steamer once, and it's more effective just not to let them get wrinkled in the first place.
Yeah.
But she has steamed shirts for me before, bless her heart. She's good at it, really good. But if you put it on right after you steam it, it's damp.
I will say this, that I have not mastered the art of clothes folding, but I will take
How do you fold a T-shirt?
I really don't. I don't do a lot of folding as much as I put things on a hanger.
Yeah, my T-shirts are hung up.
I hang up.
Must be nice to have that kind of closet space, Rockefeller. That you can hang up all your T-shirts.
I don't have lots of closet space. Everything's kind of jammed in there. But I will say this: that Carla, right now, we can go in the laundry room, and I got a lot of my stuff in.
Oh, let's.
A lot of my golf wear stuff. And she folds it in such a way that when I make the – and by the way, prior to her supporting me, she used to do the whole package. She would do the laundry and hang stuff up. So all I mean, I just went
– And she was your comfort girl.
You know what her number one bitch was about me?
What?
Was that I would take off a shirt and I would take it off. And just like pull it over my head, and it would be inside out, and I would just throw it into the laundry.
Yeah, so people in order that do your laundry for you, they don't like inside out clothing
because it's a process.
It is
adding
it
to
a
the
step.
Time commitment. It's a pain in the ass.
It is,
and so, but now she will. She still will do the laundry, and she will. It's right in there right now, folded laundry for me. But I am responsible for getting it folded onto the hanger.
Hanger
into I'm tired today into the we were up late we were up so late last night.
Why in, oh because your daughter was there that's
just
why,
I mean late for me is elderly late
after
you know?
Nine
eight,
right
I'm eight with to you. Me is going to bed after 10 p.m
right
all right that is late. I'm an old fart, and so the transfer is made, but the way she folds, I'll be able to go in there at any time and transfer that onto a hanger, and it'll be, I don't want to say totally wrinkle-free, but it'll be in good shape.
Before Carla, you just threw the shirts out, right?
Wore them once, like Jerry Lewis's socks, yeah.
I'm trying
Carrie
to think.
Carrie is an amazing folder, but there is a reason sometimes to launder a shirt inside out. If you have a t-shirt with an applique or some sort of logoed something,
yeah.
If you wash it inside out, it protects it in the dryer. It protects the decoration. But other than that, you really should have. You know what's the worst? Socks. Do you ever have inside out socks?
I don't because the socks are
thrown away.
I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled. She does, and the only socks I have are the what are they called? The ones that you
corrective
see
the compression.
You don't see the
no shows.
No show socks. All my socks are no show socks.
You wear them when we don't have a show.
I don't.
Yeah, Fridays, Saturdays.
I have maybe.
Yes.
Four pairs of socks that are real socks that pull up on your ankle.
I have two real pairs of socks. Yeah.
I have.
What about compression socks?
I have dozens of.
I do not have compression socks
any longer.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've needed them recently,
yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, and they, Mike, it's amazing. When a sock is that tight, it never slides down.
It's a good look for you, especially with Birkenstocks.
I have never once worn sandals with socks. Never once, okay? Just so that's clear. And second, compression socks.
Have you worn compression socks with shorts?
No. Only with long pants.
Until you hesitated, tell the truth.
No, I had to think back. No, why would I?
You never have been out and about wearing, because that's a look that you see down here in Florida, right, Josh? You see that?
Oh, definitely.
You see that a lot.
Socks with sandals is in trend now.
Yeah, well, I'm not that guy. I'm a
Virginia guy. Yeah, but you see the young kids walking around with the shower shoes and a pair of socks. That's not an abnormal look. But getting back to the laundry situation, the socks, I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled rotten. They are my no-show socks are folded beautifully. And
are they wrinkled?
It doesn't matter with no-show socks.
Exactly, because like, they don't show.
But also, you know, they're so small that, mine are so small.
My feet
were bound when I was a child.
Are you a 4.5 or a 5? I can't remember your shoes.
I'm a 3. I'm a 3 after the binding. When I was a small child.
We got to get those feet steamed.
And the steamer, though, intrigues. But I just don't. Yeah, my days of requiring steamed clothing.
you make it now, sound like Andrew Carnegie.
I have a couple of Greg Norman dress shirts.
Coarse worn.
That could you do not cooperate with. The laundry process. So they are wrinkled.
What is their fabric? Is it ironable?
It is ironable and kind of a, a space age polymer.
You should have them laundered.
No, the laundry day. We have a bin of dry cleaning that just sits it because I wear golf wear. The only thing that changed in my wardrobe is when we got the cold snap down here and I had to go out and find sweatshirts to wear because I didn't have anything for that. It was like the tracksuit. My Jim Elliot tracksuit that I was looking forward
to. It's unseasonably cold down here.
By the way, I went out.
Second day in a row we've referenced him.
I went out and purchased a fleece, it was a zip jacket, lightweight golf jacket that was brand new. And it had the NBC and Golf Channel logo on it.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
And I got it on eBay.
Oh, okay.
And when it came, I really thought, because I'm such a rube,
yeah.
I thought I would get comments on, the fact that I've got the Golf Channel NBC logo. And when I didn't, I was really disappointed.
Of course.
Because you know why? Because I'm a complete pathetic idiot. That's why.
There are times when the show is over, you can go hours without anyone,
I'm
talking
show
directly
to you.
Please
I didn't get
do.
My satisfaction. So talk amongst yourselves about laundry. I will be right back because I'm going to show it to you.
Okay. Josh, I forgot to mention another sound that the steamer makes after it's, it starts, the boiling. Then when she starts wielding the wand, it goes... It almost has a life of its own. It feels like it's breathing. So.
Yeah, we have a steamer for the towel in our house, and it's the same type of tool.
Okay, yeah. It's a pretty good tool, and it fits. I'd hate it if it was in the way, but it tucks behind her chest of drawers, so you don't really have to see. Of course, when she takes it out, I'm the one who has to put it back.
Now,
the clutter doesn't bother her.
Now, this jacket that Mike's going to grab.
Right.
Do you think the problem is anyone can just go on over to the PGA Tour store and buy this jacket?
Probably. There's that. Also, it could be like a Temu Golf Network jacket.
Or, you know, the guys he's golfing with, they might see that NBC and think MSNBC, and
that's
maybe
true.
He's in the wrong crowd.
You know what the thing is? It's so hard to make friends nowadays, and this shirt is not going to do it.
This is a good example of how large Mike's house is. That he's been
He's halfway to the fleece now. It's like walking around the Golden Nugget. Oh, right. He's back. Here he is. Oh, I was hoping he'd wear it, but he's still in his red T-shirt.
No, I think he's wearing it. I think they're both
red. Oh, it's a red fleece? I pictured blue. Mike, that is damn good looking. I like that. That looks great. And no comments on that, even with its striking color? That's terrific.
See the golf
logo
and then the NBC,
and the NBC
logo
peacock,
on.
Yeah.
I'm going to be boiling in here in about 5 minutes.
I can't wait to see you take it off. Does it need a steaming?
No. No, it was hanging up on the back of a chair.
Is it a quarter zip, or does it go all the way down?
It's a full zip.
Oh, it's a full zip. Very nice.
But right
here, cold weather rolls in on the ninth hole, you're ready.
I was worried. Yeah, go ahead.
You're not going to get to wear that again for another year.
I know. You're absolutely right.
It's 80 degrees again.
It's going to be 80 today.
You should have it framed, and you can.
So when I got it out of the plastic.
Yeah.
And I went to this zipper. I don't know how old the garment is.
Yes.
It is brand new. It had tags on it. Okay. It hadn't been worn. But when I went to get the little zipper thing,
yes.
it like the plastic just broke off.
Oh, so it could be old.
It could be old, but I mean all the other
or it could just be like Temu quality. Did they spell NBC right?
No, it's really a nice garment. I don't know the brand name. It doesn't have a brand name that
Sears?
I recognize.
Oh, it's got all kinds of pockets, doesn't it?
I'm gonna take it off. I'm gonna be.
Yeah, baby, take it all off.
I think you need to just cut those sleeves off. That way, you can wear it year round, like a Belichick move.
Yeah, no shirt under it. And that way, you know,
depending
on the environment, you know how far down you zip it. I mean, maybe you don't want people to see your medallion.
I'm really pathetic, though.
No, you're not.
This will look cool. I'm trying to see what the garment. North End. North End Sports. Have you ever heard of that?
It's probably a North Face knockoff.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
It's quality garment. It's a quality garment.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much have you worn it? You don't know this.
I wore it when it was really cold down here.
Okay.
I wore it.
Thermal properties?
I wore it. It's fantastic because it's kind of poly and fleece at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's got the fleece lining and it's a truck.
Did you show it to Catherine?
I'll give you a piece of gum if you can tell me where it was made, and it's not where you it's not what I would describe as a
got it
common.
You get your gum ready country. Because that golf fleece was made in Malaysia.
That's incorrect.
I was going to go with Canada.
No, of course not. No,
you couldn't afford that with the tariffs.
I'll tell you that. North
Vietnam.
End.
Vietnam.
No.
Ah.
North End Clothing is designed to bridge the gap between corporate and casual.
Oh, okay. All right.
Are you reading is that just something you've noticed?
No, it's like it's they manufacture corporate garments like for TV stations.
Sure,
and stuff like that.
Then maybe it was made in Hollywood.
No. Now I'm going to give Rob.
Go with Taiwan?
No, not Taiwan either.
Hmm. Is it on this continent or another continent?
It's on another continent, Rob, and this is going to give it away. There was a concert for this country.
Bangladesh. There you go.
It's made in Bangladesh.
My friend came to me, sadness in his eyes.
It's really nice.
Just think, if George
really
Harrison
fine.
Hadn't if George Harrison hadn't done the concert for Bangladesh, you would have been freezing 2 weeks ago. Because he saved the country and they made your fleece.
So it just pulled off, but I can still zip it. Zip it good, but it's really something I wish I could.
It looks complicated. Replaced. Are there as many pockets as there appear to be?
There are a lot of pockets. And there's a pocket because it's a TV garment, there's an actual hole up neck for the IFB.
Seriously, that's kind of neat. Are you sure it's not a manufacturing flaw?
No, it's a quality garment. You heard Josh. Bridge the gap between corporate and casual.
Do they have prices listed, Josh, for the fleece?
I'm going to buy more stuff like that. I like it. Oh, now guess what I paid for it.
I would say, was shipping included? That's the only question I'll ask.
I don't know.
I'm going to say the entire purchase was $32.80.
$32.80
shipping
close.
Including. Yeah, it's got to be in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I think $26.99.
Yeah.
It was $40.
There is a guy in Bangladesh that's just mailing them out and counting his cash. He loves it. He doesn't need a steamer.
I don't think it's from where it was manufactured.
Right. Sure it is. So. That's where the Gulf... Don't you know that's where the Gulf Channel's headquartered?
Bangladesh. Richard Parker. Richard Parker. We're now we're on the 14th hole. He's got about a 12-footer up the hill. We'll see what happens with that. Is that, by the way, is that politically incorrect? Sometimes my age betrays me with that.
I think you can get away with that because it's an impression of the guy from a very popular movie. It's the way he talks. So,
getting back to a online content that Josh and I and Rob were discussing yesterday about that guy, and I'm not even going to mention his name because I don't want to give him the publicity, but that inappropriate web producer that
an influencer, Mike.
My kids have no knowledge.
Good. You're lucky. My son did not, had seen a video where YouTubers go into this guy's house.
Was Eugene.
He had not seen the stuff we were looking at, which was just horrible, rank nastiness.
Do you believe that he hadn't seen that video? Because it was
I don't
one
think
that
he lies
up.
To me about stuff like that.
How many did you show him?
That is just, I made it real clear, that's verboten, but it does speak to monitoring his, activity a little bit more. If we do that, he's a really, the bottom line, he is a good kid, but he's, wise beyond his years, but he's still a kid.
Sure.
So it's a very delicate, dance to make sure that we're steering him in the right direction. But he does not strike me as the kind of kid that is into rebellion for rebellion's sake. And
Think that his intelligence prevents that.
I hope so.
Because I don't think the really bright ones don't tend to rebel because they know that it's a zero-sum game.
I know I'm over-promoting it, but Josh, would it be safe to say I'm proud of my little guy and that, you know, he's as smart as a whip, and I think that comes through on the little extra episode that we did. And I really would love to if you really want to get a feel for my kid and the way his noggin works. I mean, he's just like rattling off statistics and stuff like that, and he's just he's very articulate, and I'm very very proud of him, and I just love spending time with him and to have it's the first time Catherine's seen him in over a year. It was special. So
did she notice that? I mean, just the leaps and bounds he's made.
Like, she is.
If you watch the video, it's very clear on Mike and Catherine's face when they're impressed and proud of Michael.
It is. We couldn't help ourselves. And as far as Catherine, I don't care. You know, my daughter's going to be 30. She's going to turn 30 in June. And
That's
when
insane.
You have a year pass, you notice the thing. My daughter has gone from being a server bartender / auditioning actress to running a business consultancy, a sales business consultancy, where she's got 15 people working for her. Yeah. And I heard her on the phone and yesterday, because she is, first of all, constantly doing it, very similar to Carla, where Carla's online and on the phone with clients and people that are working in her business all the time. And to hear Catherine doing that was new to me. It really was. It was really amazing to see them grow like that. And you never stop. I can tell you that as a parent. Now that she's got, you never stop. It's amazing.
It's funny when you first see your kid in a grown-up setting. Julia, pardon me, has a different voice she uses, like a professional voice, and it totally flips me out. Mike, just real quick, have you heard the newest promo from the Gulf Network?
The Gulf Network?
Yeah, I have it here if you want to hear it.
Okay, let's listen.
Bangladesh, where so many people
That's it. You can get your golf.
Was that
there.
From the concert?
Yes. No, that's the studio version. That's the studio version that he sang at the concert, though.
And that was, I remember
great
the concert
album.
For, and Josh, you're not going to have any knowledge of this whatsoever.
Nope, but it was already lost me.
It was the concert for Bangladesh, and it was a massive, like, quadruple album or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, maybe
vinyl?
The first all-star rock and roll benefit for a cause. I
before
believe
before We
first
Are
one.
The World, before Live Aid, before,
yeah, before
any of them.
That. Mm-hmm.
This was massive, and they released the concert on vinyl, and it was a massive seller. Was it
huge?
Not, right,
huge, very big, very big.
Yeah. And lots of the names of the day.
It cemented George Harrison as one of the nice Beatles,
which he was.
He was
a good.
Yeah.
He was a really good, and the only Beatle that I ever met, which is kind of cool.
I still. When you think on that, and I hate to do such a sharp turn here, does it ever seem a little surreal that you were like one-on-one with a Beatle? I know I'm a bigger fan of the band
No,
than you.
It doesn't seem surreal. What it seems is when you talk about how things change as time passes. Yes. Was I a radio personality? Yes. Mm-hmm. Did I have a backstage pass? Yes. Mm-hmm. Was the security for stars running around all over the place at the Prince's Trust concert in London anything like it would be today? Not even close. You could walk up to a Beatle casually who was just walking around backstage.
It and you did the same with chill. Elton John, right?
Elton John, I think Don met Elton John.
But I know Elton was backstage there.
Elton was back there. Didn't get a chance to meet Elton John. Boy George, at the time of the Culture Club, he had his whole Culture Club look on, and I didn't realize how incredibly tall he was. I chatted with Brian Adams, the Canadian rocker, for a while back there, and it was just, we're just wandering around. Like regular schmoes like me with everybody, and you would not in a million years have that today.
Bends,
you know?
My mind that happened in my lifetime.
Yeah, you don't have it. But anyway, the long story is check out the TMOS Extra that we have for you, because I'm really, really proud of my son, and it's a lot of fun. And Catherine, I love you, and I'm proud of you as well. And, you know, it was a good day. I'm exhausted, but it was a very, very good day.
Worth it,
yesterday, and then I went to bed at 9:45. That's, that's
bed,
my life.
What a day.
Let's take a break. When we come back, got a little news for you. Later on, I want to talk about airlines, because Spirit Airlines is always fun to talk about. And also on the program today, Rob and I are going to do a little Josh Soroka spotlight.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, enough questions have not been asked.
True. That's and we have a promo here, Mike.
Okay. Thank you for filming.
The last time Nicky Diamond was on TMOS, he made a bold prediction for the big game this Sunday.
It's the Bills. It's the Commanders. It's 1992 over again. Woo! Ho! Light him up!
Oh, boy. Well, he's back for one last round of picks this Thursday on The Mike O'Mara Show.
These picks are diamond certified.
Listen as he breaks down the strategies for both the Eagles and the Chiefs, as well as the big news from the Big Easy.
With my picks, the NFL stands for never f***ing lose.
Catch him one last time before he heads back to the sun and fun of Pahrump.
A stable Nicky is a better prognosticator.
This Thursday, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
We're going to have to kind of touch on it with Nicky about the fact that his predictions for the championship game.
He told me he's going to come strong with prop bets.
Prop bets work.
They
I
do.
Like prop bets. That's fine. Listen, one of the biggest challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste disgusting. Well, there's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. I love Orgain. You'll love Orgain. Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. And whether it's chocolate or vanilla, the taste is the best. I've had both of them. I like them both. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger. God, I wish I had one. It's in the refrigerator. I'm not going to yell at her.
Maybe you have it in the pocket of your fleece. Check there.
Maybe it means that I have to bring a refrigerator into the studio.
Just a small one. Just like
That's
a dorm fridge.
Yeah. You have one there, don't you, John?
Yeah, right back here.
Very close by. Do you have Orgain in it?
That's too small. Look at that. It looks like a suitcase.
It's a real mini. It's a super mini that he's got there.
He does have it.
Look at that. Look at that.
Orgain.
It's great. Organe is convenient, real nutrition, only 1 gram of sugar per serving, and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein, and it tastes amazing. You won't ever need a nudge to drink your Organe chocolate fudge. It tastes like heaven on a Sunday. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein pack nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Once you're there, look around and get some Orgain.
That was too threatening. Can we get a nicer read on the look around?
Once you're there, look around.
Better.
And get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout, and when you were prompted to, use the promo code TMOS30 for 30% off your order. Remember, 30% off, ORGAIN.com/TMOS, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS30, as they say in Ireland, 30. TMOS30 during checkout, so they know we sent you. And thank you, Orgain. Play the thingy wingy thing.
News! Not tidbits, but actual news items.
I did it again. God damn it. What was the mistake? I make the same mistake every day to not get this, and I always
You know, it's funny. This is how Lester Holt opened his news last night.
I'm Lester Holt.
God damn it. Where's that thing?
So I have a soundboard that I play through my computer that goes through the mixer that goes out to you to make the donuts so you can eat.
Out
that's what I do.
Into the headphones.
It's a, oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. It absolutely is that.
What happened?
Josh identified it. It's headphones. The wireless headphones. That's what it is. My suck-ass Max.
It's only 3 days in a row of the same problem.
That's true.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate that.
Mike, from now on, will you please power down your wireless headphones, and then this is no longer a problem?
You'd have to find the button.
Let me see. But I know where the button is. I don't.
Or unplug them. It's even better.
The Apple Corporation, we all know, makes great phones. They make great lots of stuff. Great computers. I've relied on the Apple company for computer work for me personally for years.
Do you like their charging cables and their bricks?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think it ought to be more.
There it is.
Clearly, really good headphone range.
Really good headphone range, but I'll be lying in bed trying to get them to work on my computer and nothing. Yet I come in here and there is a umbilical cord Wi-Fi connection to this studio that I don't know.
You know what's great is I know that when you're in bed trying to get them to play, you've got a little pair of headphones in your studio just going because that's where the audio is going. Yeah,
I will say this, and I can commit to this. I'm never going to remember this. So I will be mocked every day when this starts.
Would you like a reminder?
No. On me. This is on me. This is my cognitive function that I need to hone and refine. If anything, it will make me be a better person going forward as I continue to age. So I fixed it on my... Josh gave me a little tip, a little hint, and that got me to remember. But at least I fixed it.
There it is.
Right? Michael Jordan.
Josh's tips. We should start every news class with that. Josh's tips.
For me, it's hard to believe Michael Jordan has a 34-year-old son.
Oh, my
God. He does. Yeah. His son is named Marcus. He had a little too much fun on Monday night because early Tuesday morning, he got busted for DUI and cocaine possession. The big game is almost here. It's now or never. This is your last chance to add some real excitement to the final football showdown of the season with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the action. Here's why Prize Picks is a game changer. They're offering a free pick for the big game. That's right. One of the starting quarterbacks will only need to throw 1 yard to hit. 1 yard. Pair that with just one more correct stat projection and you're cashing in on real money. And that's not all. Head over to the promos tab to tail any of the Super Sweat Millie winners. Big game lineups. Here's the deal. If you follow a lineup that goes 3 for 3, you'll win a share of a whopping $1 million in promo funds. That's serious cash for just a little action on the game. But what I love most about Prize Picks is how easy they make it to win and withdraw. They always put their members first. Withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I've had my cash in my account in as quick as 15 minutes. No waiting around, no hassle, just quick payouts. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Yes, you heard that right. Code TMOS gets you $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Don't miss out on the action. Download the app, make your picks, and win big with Prize Picks. Run your game.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Just outside Orlando. Wow. It all started when he got in his Lamborghini SUV and he stuck it on some train tracks. I've been trailing a boat that got stuck on train tracks. I know
horrifying.
The feeling. It's not fun. When cops arrived, they noticed he was slurring his words. So they gave him field sobriety tests, which he failed. TMZ got the police body cam footage, and throughout the whole ordeal, Marcus keeps telling the cops he disagrees with them, that he's impaired. He also makes sure to mention that his dad is Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's the mistake. It's okay. I like the fact that he said he disagreed, because that's, like, polite. But you can't drop the name like that, no.
He gets testy a couple of times, but again, never gets violent. At one point, while they're searching his pockets, he asks them if they'd also like to check under his nuts. That's a little prickly. That's
yeah.
A little tough. The cops found a small baggie of coke in the pockets too. That ain't good.
Not under his nuts?
No, they didn't. I don't think they looked under there. Marcus was booked on 3 charges: DUI, crash with property damage, possession of cocaine, and resisting an officer without violence. I think that speaks to, if you're in trouble with the law, even giving them too much crap can be a charge.
Yeah.
So be aware of that.
Didn't his son, like, isn't he married to Scottie Pippen's ex or something?
I think you are absolutely right about that.
There's some type of weird relationship there.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether it's all daddy's money or whether he's doing things on his own, but he was driving a Lambo, even if it's an SUV.
You know what's great about those Lamborghini SUVs is, you know, we occasionally get snow up here, and if you have one of those, you can go through an unplowed road at 180 miles an hour.
It's so exciting.
It
really, really is.
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
And yes, Marcus was wearing Air Jordans at the time of the arrest. So
Marcus, come on, Marcus.
This is funny.
Does he still live at home?
This is funny. I have yet to watch it. I'm really looking forward to it. The movie The Brutalist with Adrian Brody. I really want to see this film. So during the shooting of The Brutalist, he goes on Jimmy Fallon. He tells this story of what happened to him. He said, they were removing this apparatus all over me. I guess he wears a lot of makeup for The Brutalist, but I don't know. And this woman was busily working away with a solvent on my nose. She's just working away. And I said, are you trying to remove that? Adrian had to tell the makeup artist that his nose does not come off. She thought he was wearing a prosthetic nose. And she's like,
that's
working on it. That is very embarrassing.
Do you buy this story?
Do you think it's just to promote? The movie's been out too long, so yes, I do. I think it probably. Well, do you think it's all BS? You think all of Hollywood is BS?
Yeah. I mean, she's a professional makeup person. What is she going to do? Not see a scene?
I urge you to take a good look at Adrian Brody's beak.
I've looked at it all the time.
I mean, he has the largest nose of any movie actor I have ever seen.
Yeah.
If someone was not familiar with his spectacular body of work, some might, you know.
I don't like him.
Why don't you like Adrian?
I thought
The Pianist is one of the finest films I've ever seen.
Not enough piano.
You don't like, why don't you like Adrian Brody?
He is.
You're
I don't
a weird
like,
duck.
I am allowed my opinions. I don't like the way he presents himself when he is on talk shows or like hosting something or presenting an award. I think that he thinks too much of himself. He doesn't ever come off as humble. And if anyone could be humble, it could be him with that weather vane on his face. So I don't
like
it. Wow,
what hatred, Josh. Are you surprised at this hatred for Adrian Brody coming out of Rob?
I never understand where Rob gets his opinions on something.
But they're strong. They're strong.
Yes. When he decides he doesn't like something, he doesn't like it.
Don't like him at all. Yeah. The Brodalist. That would be a better name.
You didn't like the Pianist?
I don't think I watched it because I don't like him.
Oh, it's a great movie. You should check it out. He doesn't talk in it.
Does he play the piano?
He doesn't talk in it, so you'd like it. I mean, there's hardly any talking at all. There's no talking in it, really. Just very brief at maybe the beginning and the end.
Does he play piano with his nose?
Okay. Thank you.
He's a jerk, and that's a lie.
The Fire Aid benefit concerts last Thursday are estimated to have raised over $100 million.
Good.
To support recovery efforts in LA. You know, when you do anything on any level for any good cause, as I did recently when I did the auction for a home base, and you realize what it takes and how people have to dig deep to do this, it's really spectacular to hear a number like that, $100 million to help recovery.
Did your auction raise $100 million?
It did not.
I think that's a low number.
You think it's a low number?
Because think of all the stars.
Boy, am I working with a couple of cynics today. My God.
All the stars that were up there, instead of giving that money playing a song, everyone on that stage could have given $1 million.
Which not Adrian Brody. Adrian Brody wouldn't do it.
You get 100 people to give $1 million, and you've got that.
The money came from donations, ticket sales, sponsorships, and merchandise sales.
Yeah, not from the celebrities.
Fire Aid streamed across 28 platforms for free. Well, how come Donald Trump didn't give like $10 million?
I think they did, didn't they?
I don't.
Good answer, Josh.
I'd have to look.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think he did.
It included performances from over 30 artists: Green Day, Stevie Nicks, Lady Gaga. Oh, there you go. Pink, Billie Eilish, No Doubt, and a surprise Nirvana reunion. So that's kind of cool. There's also a 90-track.
Especially if Kurt Cobain was in it.
No, it was Grohl's daughter. It was a really good performance.
Okay. Yeah, but it would still be more
surprising. He watched it. He gets credit. He watched it. Yeah. That's cool.
He should have sent $1 million. Yeah.
There's also a 90-track benefit album for only 24 hours. It's called Good Music to Lift Los Angeles. It'll be available at Bandcamp.com starting at 12 a.m. Pacific. Is that tonight that it's available?
12 a.m. Specific would be 3 a.m. our time.
Eastern.
And that, there's no specificity on it. So I don't know if it's already out there or not. You'll have to check. Go to bandcamp.com. Check them out. It'll have contributions from REM, Death Cab for Cutie, Tenacious D, Modest Mouse, Interpol, and many more. It's a mix of previously unreleased music, like new songs, covers, remixes, and demos. So that'd be interesting. You might be interested in that, Rob.
I would click around. I don't know that I'd buy it. Death Cab for Cutie is so last year.
Thank you. Boy, this is a tough room today, guys. It really is. On average, this is fascinating to me, and
awesome.
I think it says a lot about where we are as a society. My old man predicted it years ago, the dumbing of America.
Yeah, yeah.
On average, people are saying fewer words than they used to. According to a new study, people are speaking about 3,000 fewer words each day compared to 20 years ago. The current average is about 13,000 words per day, down from around 16,000 per day in 2005. The reason? More reliance on digital communications like texting and social media. So instead of calling your mother-in-law back and getting stuck on the phone for 20 minutes, you can just respond with a text saying, "Okay." Now, there's a stereotype that women speak more than men, and it happens to be true, but not by that much. The study found that women speak around 13,350 words per day compared to 11,950 for men, but I call this the Japanese steakhouse effect. I noticed this way back when, maybe about 20 years ago,
okay.
when those 30 years ago, when those Japanese steakhouses were gathering
yes.
in popularity. And the very nature of the way those hibachi grills are constructed is to engage in social interaction.
Right.
And it would be, a family of five that were sitting there clicking and grunting, waiting for their fried rice. And sitting there in silence, I always found awkward, and I would try to initiate conversation, but it wouldn't work. Is this a bad thing that we're saying less? Well, it might mean we're being less social. Researchers say that the declining trend has broader implications for human health and well-being. The quote goes like this: "Social interaction through conversation plays a crucial role in mental and physical health." Similar to exercise or sleep. Rob, what is your take on that? I believe that.
I'm proud to say, and I don't often compliment her, Carrie is still talking at 1996 levels. And I
God
think
bless
that's
her.
Great. But no, I agree we're becoming less social. And like, if you're ever on with, like last night we had to iron out something with an agency where we had to do the call and wait on hold forever. And we finally get a living person.
Thank you for doing that.
And no problem. And when she answers, it's like, da, 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 can I help you? And they say,
was it an agency for this show or was it an agency for another show?
It was an agency that handles loans, Mike. I wasn't going to be too specific, but
sorry. Okay, go ahead.
We're getting a loan?
No, we're not. But when a loan is 730 days late, you have to make a phone call. Anyway, let's say her name was Claire. And she said, hi, this is Claire. May I help you? And I said, hi, Claire. How are you? And there's like a mountainous area of silence because they don't expect communication.
Pregnant pause.
Yes, it's not on the script to say I'm fine. And so it's troubling that people can't even get out of their heads long enough to exchange a pleasantry. So I think we're getting worse, yeah.
Wouldn't you think that the nature of that type of call, though, would be at its heart adversarial, where you would not want to engage with someone on the other end?
No, you want to make them your friend because then
they
help you.
I'm talking about the person you're calling, not you.
Oh, yeah, no, you defuse the adversarialness by not being a dick.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the direction it's coming from on her end.
I understand.
You would not want to engage with you. You know, I don't want to be your friend. You are the evil,
It all worked
tardy
out.
Tardy payer.
It all worked out, which is nice. And good. I always want a friend.
And Mike, you thought they didn't like your fleece. They were just saving words.
That's what it is. They text check for text.
Can I be honest with you? I am, and I'll be with the guys at Happy Valley today. And depending on the people I play, more often than not, I will tell you, I play with very conversational dudes. And it's not unpleasant. Now,
today and you'll get comments.
In 83-degree weather. There are individuals that we do say, and this is the joke, and it is funny for certain guys out there, we're putting him on a 10,000-word limit. People that tend to talk a little
now,
more than
do
they
you
should.
Find I guess you know a lot of people where you golf. Do they randomly hook up foursomes ever?
Yeah. Well, okay, it's always done like that. It's a group. It's a large group, and we're divvied up into threesomes and foursomes.
So when you get thrown into a foursome with someone you're not familiar with, do you ever hang back on conversation a little bit to sort of feel them out?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. But and then there are people that are just naturally funny, and then there are people that are silent and don't like to do that. And
does anybody sing?
I don't think I've ever sung.
You should.
I'll change that today.
Yeah.
I'll change that today. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
Finally today, are you middle-aged? Well, it depends on who you ask. This makes no sense to me, and I think I've got the
answer.
Right. Listen up. There's never been a consensus. Why, I do not know, on exactly what it is. I would say you get out an actuarial table, you look at the average age people buy the farm, you cut it by half, and that's middle age. Some say it's anywhere from 35 to 65. Well, I think that's BS.
Well, if middle age is 65, you're going to live to 130?
That's the way Rob and I share that.
And 35 is too young for middle age.
It is.
Yeah.
Other things, that's too broad. Merriam-Webster defines it as between about 40 and about 60. But a recent poll found plenty of people outside those ages think they'll fit the bill. I don't. I don't consider myself middle age anymore. I consider myself old, closer to the casket.
September
That's the
of
way
your
I look
years.
At it. One in four Americans under 40 consider themselves middle age. Josh, you're just over 40. Do you consider yourself middle age?
I'm 45, so I think I'm middle age.
Okay, but so you think of yourself as middle aged,
yeah, but I think you're on the tail end of middle agedness. I would think that, you know, because I think by 50 you're out of it. You got it.
But Rob's been middle aged since 18.
Exactly.
He's been an old soul. The age range where you have to admit you're not young anymore, but you still get to claim you're not an old person yet. As somebody out of the range, I just want to say that if you're 60 years old, you're old. And if you're 40, you're a baby. That's from the 65-year-old, okay? But
right.
It doesn't matter to me because I live in a – well, I have a new name for it. Thank yes. you, Chewy. I live in Rancho de los Muertos, plural. We are doing – I forgot how we even set it up, but we're doing something coming up in the future, and
yes.
it's your job to guess. That is our puzzle as uh-huh. it sits
that's
right
yesterday.
Now. This is not a contest for money, wealth, typing skills, or anything.
Right.
This is simply a moment for you to figure out what's going on. And so without further ado, how many puzzle pieces are we going to reveal today?
This is section number 4.
That was yesterday's, right?
That was yesterday's.
Okay.
Here is the additional
information. I think we've got a lot of information there.
I think so.
That looks familiar to me. That looks very, very, very familiar to me.
If we go one more, we unveil the location.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
There's no way of revealing anything. If you went one more in that.
If we went one more today, we would unveil the location.
Now, when you reveal them tomorrow on tomorrow's show, will you be able to reveal something without revealing the location?
I think tomorrow we unveil the location.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right. That's exciting. Yeah. That's very, very exciting. Well, that's good. We got that. Now it's time to move on to the next commercial. And boy, oh, boy, I hope there's not.
Mike, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Can you guarantee me there's not a typo in the next commercial?
I cannot. But
we'll
I
be right back, ladies
you
and gentlemen.
I did my best.
We're really going to just stay here. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. I don't need commercial copy for Liquid IV because I drink it every day, and I'm drinking it out of the Pizza Hut red cup right now. That's how it happens. And I'm talking to you about extraordinary hydration powered by Live Hydroscience. Liquid IV helps you break the mold. You know that I love Liquid IV. You see me drink it every day out of my Pizza Hut red cup. It's the best.
Yeah.
It keeps me going. You can choose from about a million flavors, true to fruit flavors, to keep you hydrated. Find out all your favorite hydration multiplier flavors. Find them all on their website, from grape to lemon lime to pina colada, or choose from their line of sugar-free flavors like raspberry lemonade, white peach, and rainbow sherbet or sherbet. Is it sherbet or sherbet?
It's sherbet, I believe. Let me check. I think it's sherbet.
How's it spelled?
I
just find out. We'll take a moment to do that. It's funny. Sure. It's a tie-in to the last segment.
Got sherbet is the first thing that comes up.
Spelled S-H-E-R-B-E-T?
B-E-T, yeah. And I'm trying to see. Oh, okay. Here is it spelled sherbet or sherbet? And it says no answer. But that some people do say sherbet. Oh,
it's
because it comes
it's
from a Turkish and Persian word meaning drink. Did
Very
you know
good.
That? Yeah.
8 essential vitamins and nutrients and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Don't think you don't need it. The dry air of winter will rehydrate you before you know it. Liquid IV to the rescue. Be like Rob. One Liquid IV stick in your gas tank will double your mileage. And now his exhaust smells like pina colada. His garage is like a trip to Tahiti.
It is.
Tear poor, live more. Liquid IV. Embrace your rituals with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. 20% when you order your first order of Liquid IV. When you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout, that's 20% off. Do that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Where the hell am I? Oh, we're almost at the
We have one more segment,
show.
And then we'll do some beautiful video.
I'm just glad we got through that read.
Me too.
There
me
was
too.
One, I'm really scanning glad. It. There was one word concerning me in that read.
Now listen, TMOS extras. We just got done doing one. I did yesterday.
Yes.
Another one for people. I was talking about politics and how we don't bring that to the show. I will be bringing that to my TMOS Extra. I'm going to do a 30-minute politics show with Rob coming up in the next couple of weeks. So be ready for that. And
sure.
We'll cover everything because there's some – I think it's safe to say, Josh, even you would admit there's some pretty wackadoodle stuff going on right now. Would
of
you
course.
Not? Yeah. So we'll do that. And I haven't determined yet whether you will be forced to weigh in on that. Not sure we want to go there, especially
forced?
After that last segment. Well, he might jump in. I'm not sure.
Maybe he could be the moderator. I could take
could
one side, you could take another, and we could
be.
Debate.
Could be. Before we go to our next break, as I just monopolized the whole show today, Spirit Airlines fun.
Yes.
I don't know who wanted to talk about Spirit Airlines, but it was on my list. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, Spirit Airlines has always been sort of elegance in the air, don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
They are next level. We love to fly.
Especially the seats.
Yes, but they had a big announcement, I believe, over the weekend. Spirit Airlines has just announced you can no longer wear see-through clothing on Spirit flights.
So, is her name Bianca Censori would not be allowed on that?
No, she would not
airline.
Be able. They would have to. But the thing is for a declaration to be made, you have to have an existing problem.
When did they announce this?
I think over the weekend.
Was it in response to the Grammys?
No, it was before the Grammys. So this has to have been an issue with Spirit Air clientele showing up in see-through clothing. I've never had the privilege. Have you? When you're
I have
flying?
Not. I have not. I was very close to flying Spirit. Josh, have you flown Spirit?
I am on their website right now because I have to book a flight, and I was looking at their prices.
I have not. I was very close to taking them out to Vegas for one of our appearances out in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I did not. I used to play golf with a guy who was a pilot for Spirit. Nice guy, very smart guy. Really
heavy
enjoyed
drinker.
That. He would constantly ossify.
Yeah, I thought so. I
constantly.
Thought so, yeah.
But it just strikes me. There was an airline back in the day called Midway Airlines.
Yes.
And after my unceremonious breakup with one of my many wives, and you certainly, if you're listening to the show, understand why that would happen.
Yes.
See, there I go
no.
beating myself
no,
up.
No, 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 no.
I will tell
what
you that.
What did you misspell?
I was on a flight with a buddy, with my buddy Sean, out to Vegas,
yeah.
connecting in Chicago, and a guy upchucked right at our feet on the flight out to Midway. Spirit always strikes me.
Did he use a bag? Did he use a bag?
No.
Or was it just on the floor?
No. He came to the back. We were having a few adult beverages as well. And when we got up to, seatbelt turn off time, we made a beeline for the back bathroom. And he came down the aisle looking absolutely green and just went sick, elbowed his way past us, and then yacked right at the right in front of the bathroom
was
door.
Was he wearing any see-through clothing?
No, but he had like a 3 to 4 day growth of beard.
That's normally someone coming back from
And that's
Vegas.
What I think of Spirit today. I think Spirit sometimes has that type of deal.
I'm flying to Boston at the end of May, and I was looking at the flights on Spirit. It is $29 for me to fly from Orlando to Boston.
Are you going to Fenway?
I am going to Fenway, Memorial Day weekend.
Mike, you should get one of those $29 flights and meet him there.
The flight home on Sunday, $434.
That's how they get you.
Wow.
That's how I don't go to Spirit.
But make sure, Josh, when you're flying Spirit, if you do, no sheer top without a bra, no plastic pants, no fishnet bodysuits, nothing lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature. You can't have tops that don't provide adequate coverage or pants or skirts that expose your butt or other private parts. Also, they've got an eye out for lewd or offensive body art. So mind your tattoos, brother.
Wow. Yeah. Lewd or offensive body art.
Yeah. I think I'd get by, but Mike, do you still have the vagina tattoo?
I do. Right on my navel.
It's not good to laugh at your own joke. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'd like them to add pajama pants to that list.
They won't because they're not lewd. So that's what it is. But I mean, I would love to see that too. I would love to see that too. I just can't stand it.
I still think we should have to wear a tie when we fly. Like the
and a fedora, right?
Yes. And then and I will use this word for this case. The stewardess will come to you and say, "May I take your hat, sir?" And I say, yes, mind the hat.
Let's take a break right now. Hey, everybody, listen to me. I love, 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 love polo shirts. We were talking about laundry earlier in the show. It's like a polo shirt would be a Florida uniform. So if you go polo, you might as well get the best. It's called Hyper Natural. Hypernatural was called the best men's polo shirt of 2024 by Men's Journal. Hypernatural offers polos, tees, button-ups that deliver unmatched comfort and style, featuring hyper-cool jade technology for natural cooling. The heat is just around the corner, so you're going to need this, and you can feel good buying Hypernatural. The shirts are 95% biodegradable with 0% virgin polyester and 50% regenerated materials. Plus, plastic-free packaging, no poly bags, tags, or unnecessary waste. Only recycled materials. Shirts are naturally odor-resistant and stay fresh even after multiple wears. With classic or slim fits, you can detox and upgrade your wardrobe with shirts that are truly better by nature. Find them today at hypernaturalstyle.com. And if you just use the code TMOS, you get the highest discount they offer, 20%. Just head to hypernaturalstyle.com and use the promo code TMOS to get yours at 20% off. Hypernaturalstyle.com and the code TMOS. Hypernatural, better by nature. The asteroid, I was watching Neil deGrasse Tyson the other day. And Neil deGrasse Tyson
seems so smart.
He was discussing the idea of a potentially extinct event where it would destroy the planet with an asteroid hitting the United States, and how we would be moving people to another planet to save the species, when in fact, he said, we're looking at the wrong things when we should really be focusing on how to move the asteroid from a financial standpoint, from a, and by the way, it's not imminent. We don't have that happening right now. But the potential exists that someday we might have a situation like that. And it made a lot of sense to me. You work on getting, tackling the asteroid, not
this,
you know.
This is a setup for a 90s movie.
Well,
it was impact and let it crash, or Armageddon, and we're going to move it.
Yeah, we're going to blow. Exactly. Didn't they blow it up in Armageddon?
They used a missile.
Yeah, I think that's.
Don't they send the guys that actually fly into it or something like that, right, and give up their lives to destroy the asteroid or something like that?
It's amazing that such a wonderful, strong piece of cinema hasn't stuck with me.
I believe Bruce Willis landed on the asteroid and died there, like blew it up with himself or something.
Yeah, that's kind of the story. So anyway, the asteroid, there are enough stories about them every single year that I think about them. So that's interesting.
Mike, how old will you be in 2032?
Middle age.
That's me in the casket. That's me in the casket.
Mike, listen. Yes. Astronomers have spotted an asteroid 300 feet in diameter that has a 1.3% chance of hitting Earth in 2032, but we're not going to know the true chances till 2028. So we have to sort of sit it out. But right now, think about it. 1.5% is much more than I like about us being killed by a huge asteroid.
Well, I think that when you consider, remember when you and I worked on the space documentary and
yeah.
What was just
cosmos,
mentioned again and again, Unraveling the Cosmos, it was called. You can find it, I think, floating around out there somewhere. Yeah. And it was again and again and again, the vastness of it, how massive it is. We don't even know really how huge the universe is. We don't. But we know that our galaxy is massive. It's just like, and to think that we won't be encountering this type of stuff periodically, I agree with Neil deGrasse Tyson. You go out and you figure out how to avoid
get ahead
these.
Of it. Yeah, Mike. If you think about it, it's a 300-foot asteroid, and that might not sound real big, but think of it—that's the size of a football field. That's exactly the size of a football.
Did you say 300 foot?
Foot. Yeah, that's 300 feet wide.
That would be 300. Is 300 feet 100 yards?
Yeah.
Three
feet to a yard.
That's big.
Not what close to it. It's exactly.
Is it exact? Okay, I'm thinking meter. So yes.
So is it 300 by 300?
I don't know. They didn't describe
300
the shape.
Square feet.
But right.
Can we choose which football field it takes out?
No, I don't think it's headed towards a football field. I'm just saying it's the size of a football field.
But the fact is, at the speeds those travel at, that could be a species-ending event,
Mike,
could it not?
According to space.com, if it hits, it would create a massive crater, destroy buildings within a 9-mile perimeter.
Oh, that's not all right. That's not.
Well, Mike, 9 miles is big. Think about that. 9 miles square. Shatter windows 60 miles away. So 60 miles away from where this hit is still going to be effective.
Okay.
And it probably, this is the thing, it would probably trigger an earthquake, a massive earthquake because of shifting plates.
And if it landed in the water. If it landed in the water, it might be even more dangerous, right?
Yeah, especially, and also if it landed on the water close to shore, it would ruin your day because all that water would splash, get all your stuff.
Oh, my beach day is ruined.
Ruined by this asteroid.
That. Well, that was fine. All right. Well, we covered that. Yeah. That's great. We can take another break before we come back with the beautiful video.
Beautiful video.
See how we did that? That's it. Yeah. It's the same pattern, isn't it, Rob? It's always the same pattern. I do it that way, you know? I get it. My rant. We might include some, but I don't know. I'll let the boss do that. Hey, what was
watching live?
Yes, yeah. Well, it is. They get their rocks off doing that too, so that's cool. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
What was your favorite Emery caught on film or videotape? Do you have an easy way to it? That was a joke. To watch it or share it with friends and family or post it to share? Probably not. Lucky for you, we found a solution, Legacy Box. Legacy Box makes it easy to check this important task off your to-do list. It's like magic. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize treasured videotapes, film reels, photos, and my beloved vintage non-erotic French slides.
Yeah, you asked it for me to clarify they were non-erotic.
Yeah. I mean, they're, let's just say you wouldn't get on Spirit Airlines with the way these ladies are dressed.
Well, Mike, there's something for everybody.
Everything is done by hand right here in the good old USA. Send in your legacy box filled with all of your old vintage media. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the United States, and you'll get it back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals. Now you can relive heart-pounding moments like when Josh was going through his Senate confirmation hearing.
God. What for?
Oh, see, I ranted and look at that. That was in there. When he was appointed the Secretary of Podcasting. Be the hero of 2025 by rescuing, I didn't write it, Josh, he did, by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And that's all she wrote. Woke.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Hot kiss, Mike.
Tim Kelly.
There he is.
Tim Kelly, not his real name, I guarantee it. And you don't need to apologize to Josh because when he thought of the notion of Secretary of Podcasting, he looked towards the sky and smiled like it's a possibility. He
sure
could be that in the new cabinet.
Fantastic.
There's got to be one. Mike,
I think that's a wonderful idea.
This is a wonderful palate cleanser because if I do know one thing after our 30 plus years together, you love a great parody record.
I do. There's nothing I like better. Let me get my ordinance standing by here. Hold on.
I know there's been a lot of talk about relations and trading, especially between our neighbor to the north, Canada,
boo,
and our neighbor to the south, Mexico. Well, this song sort of sums it all up.
He buys the tariffs on the south.
I didn't even hear it. It was so badly recorded. What was the first line?
He paused the tariffs. And it's instead
play
of
it again, that needs to be blown up twice.
Oh, you know what you did, Mike? It was just a flesh wound.
He paused the tariffs.
Had to be destroyed twice.
Mike, and there's no guarantee it won't return.
This
like
is true.
That asteroid.
This is true. Absolutely.
1.3%. Now, spring break is a coming, and you guys are big spring breakers, which is why you moved to Florida, right?
Yeah, we wanted it all year round.
And it is like that. Just like in Ireland, every day is St. Patrick's Day. In Florida, every day is spring break.
That's
well, Miami, where my father lives, is a beautiful little hamlet in Florida, but they don't want spring breakers at all.
I don't blame
them. They don't want them.
Right.
And so they put together a promo for a fake reality show that explains why you shouldn't go to Miami. And I give big kudos and thumbs up to the Hamlet of Miami for putting together this, because this is smart.
Miami Beach, here we come.
Let's go, let's go.
Miami Beach!
You got this sick penthouse, but you're in Miami Beach?
I'm here to have the best spring break ever.
Spring break, baby!
This is my playground.
Once we got to Miami Beach, things went downhill fast.
Is this for us?
How you guys doing?
What's going on?
You're drinking in public. That's not allowed. This speaker, that's not allowed.
Rule after rule after rule.
What do you want me to do?
I don't want you to do
it. We didn't know the rules.
Are you right
this
now?
This is so annoying.
Apparently, the only thing that wasn't contraband was the grapes and the cheese.
I'm ready to go out and hit the town.
Guys, they're saying expect curfew.
Potential curfews. Are you kidding me?
I'm not staying in a hotel all spring break. That's right. Okay, I'm out.
This spring break created a lot of tension.
What is your problem? Leave me alone.
I don't care.
It's disengaging.
It's over. We're done.
Ah!
Get out.
I'm so sick of crying.
The real villain here is all these rules.
DUI checkpoints.
You think I want it to be like this?
Police.
You have to take off your tent.
$100 parking.
No.
Sign clearly says
she can't read, sir.
Spring break.
Worst spring break
ever.
Rolling on three, two.
Meet me at the top. I'm on another level going till I try.
I'd come back to Miami Beach, just not for spring break.
Can you keep up?
And that's the reality show, Spring Break Reality
Check. That is
check.
So that is absolutely magnificently done.
I watched
done.
It 3 times before the show. I mean, right down to the casting and the editing. You're a minute in before you realize it's something that it's not a reality show that Carrie would watch. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
So don't go there, Mike. Don't go there.
You know, neither one of my daughters really ever did the spring break thing. And when I did it, I went to Sarasota, which was an elderly community even back then. So I went down because I thought I had a chance with this girl from Marist College. And
her name was
down,
her name was Sarasota.
I literally don't remember her name, but you know what she said? She said she was in love with a guy in my dorm. When we were flying down.
On the flight there.
Chatting. Yeah, it was terrible.
That's not good. Because
she was a professor?
She was a professor, absolutely. Very tall.
If you're going to Sarasota.
Yes, I know. Sarasota. It was boring. It
Mike?
Was.
Well, if she went there too, and obviously someone was talking it up at AU. That you should go to Sarasota.
I think we had a cheap hotel room or something like that. You know?
Let's stay in Florida. Do you want to?
I'd love to. Absolutely. I live here.
I know you're excited, Mike, about Second Amendment summer.
Second Amendment summer with the tax relief for and by the way, yes, go
Mike,
ahead.
Mike, I threw together a new T-shirt for you for Second Amendment summer.
Yeah,
oh
let's see.
God, let's take a look.
A new TMOS shirt.
Second Amendment summer.
Tattooed girl with an eye patch and an AK-47.
Is that legit? Because if that's available, people should buy that. That is
I made it yesterday while fooling around. So
Second
yes,
Amendment Summer should be available on the website.
It will be later today.
By the way, Josh, I made my way into the store we were talking about last week, the Academy Sports Store.
Yes.
There is a gun section in this store that I could not help myself. I had to swing through it. I have never ever seen handguns like this. It was amazing.
Been to Bass Pro Shops also has a nice selection.
Pretty nice. I think Academy Sports might have them beat, but man, oh man, a little scary. Guy was staring at me the whole time.
They should have a duel between the two.
A duel.
Who has the best guns.
A shooting duel.
Mike, it is hard to get a gun in Florida. It's hard to get permits in Florida, and this proves it. This man was able to get a concealed carry permit.
This is how Terry Sutherland navigates the world, with his seeing eye stick. It's what he used when he came to this office in the city county building to get fingerprinted for his concealed carry permit.
It just went very smoothly and normally, and nobody seemed to think anything.
He's
about
blind.
It was mind-boggling. It shocked me more than I expected. Yeah, I thought at the last second, somebody would go, wait a minute. And it just would not get approved. I'd get a letter that explained, listen, you can't aim a gun or, you know, put a bullet where it's supposed to go, so we're not going to give you this permit.
But that didn't happen. Now his concealed carry permit sits in a lanyard around his neck. Sutherland says he's not against the Second Amendment. Before he lost his sight as a teenager, he learned how to safely use guns with his family. But he says being able to get his concealed carry permit highlights a problem with Indiana's gun laws.
Oh, it's in Indiana. I thought this was Florida. Forgive me.
Already do. People would have to pass a competency test at a gun range before being allowed to carry a gun in public.
That's crazy. Why would you have to prove that you know how to shoot a gun to get a concealed permit?
You know, it's DEI.
I'm not so sure it is.
That's it. Blame it on that. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Blind and he gets a gun permit.
Yeah. And you know what? I just assumed it was Florida, but it's Indiana. And you love both states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I mean, there are tons of people from Indiana that live down here.
That's right. They get their guns and then they come. Do they bring
Fort Wayne.
So, Mike, good news. I used to think Denise Richards was gorgeous, like a knockout. And she has become a little, I don't know if it's the victim of surgery, the victim of time, the victim of age, but she's doing a reality show with her daughter. And there are times in this that she really looks like a Batman villain.
Here we go.
Someone wants to see my boobies. I'm like, thank you.
I'm trying to just balance everything. I'm an actress.
Like we're having a love scene here.
That wasn't in the storyboard that you sent.
Oh, I just wrote it.
Wife.
You're beautiful, honey.
Uh-huh. The Hollywood thing. You're a liar, Camille.
I'm so happy for you.
Wait, lies.
One, whiter.
Look at you.
She's a movie star.
Hey there, lady.
And I'm a mom.
I don't like bright colors.
Yes, I do. Look at my nails.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm a cool mom.
She's a cool mom.
Wow. That voice, that's really kind of a party voice, isn't it? Kind of. Well,
whenever I think about Denise Richards and I see those two girls, those are the two daughters that were in the living room when Charlie Sheen went in and took down their wedding portrait. Huge, beautiful wedding portrait over the fireplace, broke it in front of his daughters and spray painted the word mistake on it.
Yeah.
So it's not the healthiest.
Tough upbringing for those kids.
Yeah. Absolutely. But Denise Richards, doesn't she look like she's if like.
The Batman villain is the perfect because then the first thing we saw was her.
She should go to Merchant's Tire and see if she can get like 20 pounds of air pressure because she seems
that is. I think that's a lot of hard living. It might just be Charlie Sheen that was the real party animal.
Sure, sure.
I think Denise probably held her own a few times. Absolutely.
30 years ago. Wow. Yeah, such really nice. Let's close with this, Mike. I think you'll enjoy this PSA. I'm so glad you've dried up and you're not doing drugs anymore.
Yeah, well, I stopped. It just got out of control. It really did.
It's the 40th anniversary of this series of PSAs, and I wonder if this PSA was the one that got you off drugs. Here's Gene Simmons for anti-drugs. Or I guess against drugs in 1985.
Drugs are great. Drugs make me strong. Drugs make me smart. Drugs make me feel good. Drugs make me cool.
You believe that crap? Huh? You believe all that stuff they're handing you about drugs? You want to believe in something? How about yourself? Don't do drugs.
Mike. That is Rockers Against Drugs.
Rockers Against Drugs. As true today as it was back then, Gene. Yeah. Absolutely.
The good thing, though, about Gene 40 years ago is he doesn't talk as much like Jackie Mason. Just a little bit.
Yeah, now he talks like this. And the only drug that he stood for were antibiotics. That's all. Back in the day. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. See, why you end with a funny. That's it. Please join us tomorrow for another episode. We'll have more fun and more
thrills. Nikki tomorrow.
Nikki Diamond with these Super Bowl predictions, even though he got the NFC and AFC championship predictions wrong. He'll come in and make amends, I promise you. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.